Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're looking back on the 10th anniversary of the flood that affected Southeast Iowa. For the first program of this series, we talk with Riverside farmer Steve Pribble.
Tell me about your farm operation, specifically what your operation was like 10 years ago before the flood.
Okay, yeah, farm in Johnson and Washington County, mainly along the Iowa River, Old Man's Creek in Johnson County, and then the English River here in Washington County, corn, soybeans, a little bit of hay, but mostly corn, soybeans. And the crops were looking very good to start with, the beginning, end of May, 1st of June, and then Mother Nature turned on us.
Walk me through when the flood affected your property.
I would say the best memories was probably around the end of the first week is when it started. Things started rising and the rivers couldn't take any more, and the Corville Reservoir was not being able to handle it. And I'm not 100% sure what date it went over the spillway, and that's when it got out of control for them. And if I remember right, the best recollection would have been, I think June 15th or 18th somehow rings a bell where everything was really starting to peak and they were getting concerned at hills. They closed the bridge and a lot of things were happening fast.
And more specifically, how was your property and farm affected by the
flood? I'd say approximately 60 to 70% of the crop at hills was gone, destroyed, in other words, I should say. And in Washington County, probably 40% of the ground I farm was wiped out, and a lot of, well, darn near what you call irreversible damage up in the hills. The river comes around a corner before it goes into the farm that I rent and own, and it scoured the curve of the river, which was kind of a sand, and it took it and moved it and then just dumped it on the field in the middle in the low spot. And I'd say there's probably 8 to 10 foot of sand that is still there in places that you can't farm it. They won't let you push it back in the river, so it's kind of a permanent structure, I think, at this point in time. And in Washington County, we had a farm that the English River went across to be able to get back to the Iowa River, and it scoured trenches in it probably 2 to 3 foot deep as the current went across the field. And since then, we have put that farm in the CRP because the fear of it happening all over again. It's not if it will. Someday it will. We don't know when. I just feel, hopefully not for a long time, but it has a point of repeating itself at times, maybe not to that level, but it'll happen again.
And how was the recovery after the flood that year dealing with your crops and land?
Well, there was, once it recited and you could get back into where it was dry enough, there was a ton of trash, tires, trees, just all kinds of debris of any kind. And like I say, the devastation of the trenches, the scouring of the dirt as the current went across, you know, it's that dirt's gone. You'll never get it back. And you have to rob from other parts of the field to fill it in and level it off. And it takes a long time for it to get back in the condition to where it's productive again. So that's why we elected to put that field in CRP, to give it some time to hopefully it will get back to somewhat a normal form of texture and organic matter of ground again, because it really took a lot of devastation.
How do you feel looking back now 10 years ago? How do you feel about the flooding and how it impacted and changed your operations?
Well, like I said, that field there particularly, we knew that that field was a target. The English River, it's getting so, I don't know if you want to say silted in, a lot of trees have fallen into it. It just don't have the capacity it used to have. And then with the bridges that were built, like the interstate bridge that was built back in the 80s, that's just basically a dam. It has to channel the water of the bridge, and that just makes it back up. And after you get so many of those bridges and stuff like that, it's more devastating. It don't take much for it to come out of its banks and cause trouble. So with that said, that field there was a target for the English River. That's why we decided to elect to put it in the CRP. We felt like, well, we're guaranteed so much an acre for it for X amount of years rather than risking putting a crop into it and trying to hopefully. And then it was a high-risk field, a floodplain, so the insurance was higher, your coverage was less. So it just made total sense at that point in time to it pushed us over the edge and saying this is the most best way to deal with it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Riverside farmer Steve Pribble talking about the 10-year anniversary of the flood that affected southeastern Iowa. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.